Proverbs 7. My son, keep my words, and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments, and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones. I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding, passing through her street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot, and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn, her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him, and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. For the goodman is not at home. He has gone a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him, and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. For she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. How important it is to know the words of the living God and to keep His commandments. There are many seducing spirits out there and doctrines of devils, strange doctrines and strange spirits offering strange fire like Nadab and Abihu. These movements will offer you love and comfort to solace your pain and loneliness. They will use much fair speeches and flattering words to seduce you into the path of Egypt, into her house, which is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Listen, if this adulterous woman is a real threat in the physical realm, and she's to be shunned in order to maintain purity of the body and soul, how much more is she a very real threat in the spiritual realm? To destroy your heart and spirit. Remember the woman in Thyatira who called herself a prophetess? But she wasn't, and she was seducing Christ's servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols? Beware of false teachers, beloved. Beware of false prophets. They are loud and stubborn. They sell their ministries and names like a business. They look like the world. They use the name of Jesus, but not in spirit and in truth. This is why you must know, believe, and keep the words of the living God. His words lead to life. This is why you must make wisdom your sister and understanding your kinswoman. Because if you fall in love with these beautiful women of God, If you love the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ and His doctrine, and the doctrine of the apostles, you will never fall for this cheap, whorish gospel and the harlots of false Christianity that are seducing people to hell. Don't be simple. Don't be void of understanding. Don't think the gospel is just all about love, or you'll get caught, you'll get trapped, and you may never escape. Don't let your heart decline to her ways. Don't go astray in her paths. Don't think you're strong enough to withstand. Samson was mighty, and even he fell. Run like Joseph. Flee fornication. For she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Proverbs 7.